I'm Ruth Dussault with Local News Matters. Today we hear the second in a three-part series called The Tunnel Vision, a look at California's $20 billion solution to its water crisis, the Delta Conveyance Tunnel. In this installment, we hear from the tunnel's chief engineer to learn how and where the tunnel will be built.
I'm Steve Manassian. I'm the chief engineer for the Delta Conveyance Design and Construction Authority.
The controversial $20 billion Delta Conveyance Tunnel would bypass the environmentally threatened Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta and deliver fresh water to farms and cities in Central and Southern California. Although it's been contested at every step, the project is slowly inching forward.
A total of 45 miles, but that's in four different reaches.
The operation done by a tunnel boring machine is more like arthroscopic surgery than open-heart surgery. The land will not be cut and splayed open to insert the tunnel. It'll all be done using a series of 10 deep holes where operators can reach the tunnel boring machine as it passes underground from shaft to shaft. How big is the hole?
The excavated diameter, I think they're 70 feet, and the finished is 36 feet.
So the first drill head will be lowered from a crane straddling a shaft near the city of Stockton, right?
Lower Roberts to Bethany Pump Station. That's a 14-mile one. So that's the one we're going to do first.
Its flat cutter head will lacerate the alluvium soils, the clay, the sand, the gravel, underneath the pressure of maybe 200 feet of earth?
About 200 feet.
I'm picturing a slow-moving sandworm. The cutter head spews water and foam and then swallows the earth down an auger throat to an esophagus conveyor belt that carries the dirt to its tail, where it's elevated up the shaft to an open air pile.
We don't inject it into the ground. We inject it into where it's actually come in the machine already. Think of it this way. When you eat your food, your saliva stays in your mouth. It doesn't go outside. You don't spit it out. You don't spit on your food and then eat it. Same concept.
So up the shaft comes raw earth, and down the shaft goes precast cement ring sections that are carried by rail down the belly of the beast to the head, where they're lifted by a robot that snaps them into a new ring section.
Yes.
So the machine advances, one ring after another. The hydraulic arms on the cutter head retract and grab each new ring and press forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
It moves 40 feet a day, 2 miles a year, beneath the levees and the farms, building the concrete tunnel as it goes.
Yes.
How long will it take to dig a 45-mile tunnel?
First, we're going to launch that machine heading from Lower Roberts south to Bethany Pump Station. Then at the same time, we're going to be doing the Twin Cities shaft. Then the third machine will start at Lower Roberts and go north to Terminus. The shortest stretch is the Twin Cities site to the Sacramento River, to the intakes. That's going to be launched last. At one given point, all four of them will be tunneling simultaneously.
And what year will that be?
Most likely 2034, 2035.
Yeah.
That's assuming we start in 2032.
Is that the planned time to start?
The actual work will start probably in 2029, 2030, but there's a lot of prep work, getting the roads ready and all that stuff.
Yeah, you're going to have to reinforce the roads and build stronger bridges to handle the trucks.
Yes.
The operation takes two teams. One stays on the surface, and another crew takes the elevator down the shaft, hundreds of feet below ground, to maintain and operate the machine for 10-hour shifts. Tell me a little bit about what it's like to be down there. What is it like to be so far below the ground? What does it sound like?
On a hard rock machine, when you get closer to the cutter head, it's quite noisy. Like a jackhammer type noisy. So you definitely have to wear earmuffs. But in a soft ground machine, it's not noisy because you're just cutting soil. It's pretty soft. But what you will hear is the humming of the electric motors and the hydraulic pumps. It's a kind of like,
What's time like?
You lose sense of time. You don't know. You can't look around. There's no sun. There's no daylight or nightlight. It's the same. And you won't know whether it's 10 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or 1 a.m. You won't know that. You won't even know whether it's January or August. You won't know. You won't know where you are. You're isolated from the rest of the world. Although you may be in San Francisco or in New York, it's a very unusual feeling.
You've been listening to The Tunnel Vision, a three-part series about California's Delta Conveyance Tunnel. You can find the full report and Climate One podcast at localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.